So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, I have the distinguished honor this afternoon as having of my guest, one of the proud sound pointers, none other than Dr. Stuart Williams, my special guest this afternoon on Vibes. Dr. Williams, good afternoon to you, and how is it going over there in New York?
And I'm actually in the Philadelphia area. It's bright and sunny, and really a pleasure to connecting here. Chris, thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Okay. Well, Dr. Williams, a lot of people have heard about the Sandy Point Benevolent Society, and we have seen the recent press release all over of how, you know, a lot of the nationals year after year have been honored, and a lot of work that your committee and your people from Sandy Point, I sometimes envy you guys, I must say, as being from Newtown. I always have this rivalry with people of your region. But as we are one nation, one federation, one people, and you guys are doing such good work, I think it was only fear that the general public and those in the diaspora who have no knowledge of what you guys have been doing, that you would be here this afternoon to enlighten the public and the activities that's been held over the years and for the future, I would say.
No, really, thank you. And I don't know if you want me to jump right in or you have some specific questions, but it's a group. It's been very much homegrown. I mean, it started with alumni and friends, and a lot of them were my personal classmates. And it started 18 years ago. And what's really outstanding, it's how it's grown, right? So today, we've grown well beyond my immediate reach, and we've reached not only the broader Sandy Point community, but the broader St. Kitts Nevis community. If you look at our executive board today, it covers that breadth.
Okay.
I think we've embraced where we started, right? Education. We started supporting what is now the Charles E. Mills Secondary School, and we've grown well beyond that, so that all feeder schools into the Charles E. Mills Secondary School are now well supported by us, and we reach the broader community with gifts as well, with a strong focus in education.
Okay, yeah, that was what I was going to ask. What is the focus and the aim and the objectives of your group? Well, you've clearly highlighted that. No, as you said, it has grown. You've been going for some 18 years. And how difficult it has been to reach out to people in the community to get them on board your organization?
Well, we work at it. And in fact, as we are going through, this is almost the annual cycle for us here, post-banquet, where we're getting ready to pick a new executive. But all the members are really encouraged to reach out and to bring new people in. And some of it happens very naturally as people have been engaged with us through our signature events. They've made requests to come in and join and ask how can they be members. So it's wide open, and we're looking forward in the next month or so to, again, bring some really hard-working, dedicated, committed folks in to join us in terms of how we organize.
Oh,
so we do ask folks to make a donation, and that's one form of membership. But more than that, we really want to encourage folks to come in and to live and feel what we experience. And we do it through three major activities. We have an Easter breakfast that is truly special, and you know, just as New York is warming up, we managed to get a lot of people from the diaspora to come in and enjoy 20-plus dishes that are prepared and served by the members. We do an annual raffle, and we just completed a fifth cruise raffle. And then we do the awards banquet,
okay.
And we've completed four successful banquets. And it's a real showcase. If you think about the Labor Day weekend in New York, what we offer is the only opportunity for folks to really dress up, to come out, see the best of the who's who from St. Kitts and Nevis, get some dance, get some good food, really socialize, and do it with knowing that the benefits are going to go to a very good cause.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, this year, I see that you had one of my good friends being nominated, which I think is well-deserving, Mr. Seymour Talley Davis. Can you tell us a little bit about how persons are selected, and also give me a recap on who were selected this year besides Simo. I'm being a little bit biased because he's a good personal friend. I'm sure you know the rivalry.
I have a personal bias there as well because Simo with Tally Davis was very special. I mean, when I was in high school, it was Davis and Ross who transformed Sandy Point High School in terms of how it influenced and shaped me as a fourth and fifth former, and a lot of the folks who started this this organization. And so what was especially pleasing to me, having moved away from the Caribbean, was reconnecting with Seymour Davis and learning how much he was still very much contributing to not only the Charles E. Mills High School, but to sports in Bastyr. I knew what he was doing with his book. I bought his book. I knew what he was doing with music.
Yeah.
So in terms of scope and influence, we saw him as continuing to carry the torch. And it was very easy for the executive committee to get to wanting to recognize him.
Okay. Now,
the way how we do it is we have nomination forms, and we collect nominations. It's probably a 2-month period. We go out and we solicit input, and we ask for sponsors and for folks to second the nominations. So the sponsors are responsible for presenting the case, and in this case, Trevor Duggins nominated Seymour Davis and brought the case forward, and we voted. We had a blind vote, very democratic, and that's the selection process. That's how we got to nominating him.
Okay. Now, who are the other persons who were nominated this year, and what categories did they come from in terms of their expertise?
All right, so Professor Frank Mills, University of the Virgin Islands, education. We had Roberto Tanga Glasgow, and he was a young businessman who started putting rubber tires on sandals, right? And today owns some import businesses. And so we wanted to recognize the entrepreneur spirit, but also the folks who really give tremendously to the community. And so again, Tango was brought forward. And then we reached out to our entertainers. So Pat Ross and Ben Jack, who have been entertaining us for decades. In the case of Ben Jack, also not only a math teacher, but an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So we had a theme when we started around distinguished alumni from an education standpoint, but also thinking about businesses, how businesses were transformed from 30 years ago and what they look like today. And we wanted to reach out to a couple of those folks. And so that's how we got Lionel Benjamin, better known as Ben Jack, and also Tango.
Wonderful. And Tango is one of the hardworking guys. I remember his days of shoemaking, his brother
Absolutely.
Everett.
Absolutely, that's where he started.
Yeah. His brother Everett was a good friend of mine. I remember in his little shop there on, I think it was Main Street, just after you passed Ben Jack's.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, and to see what he has brought himself to, and as they say, literally lift himself up by his own bootstraps.
Absolutely. And we wanted to present those examples, you know, and so every year we ask about, you know, what's our theme, what is the dimension that we want to focus on and bring forward. It's always challenging. This is only 4 years, and we're continuing to look for those outstanding petitions and revisions who we can bring forward as we go into year 5 next year.
Wonderful. Now, Dr. Williams, if anybody wanted, who is listening today, because we have quite a wide audience this afternoon. We have people down in South America, Aruba, the Dutch Islands, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, the whole of Canada, all over the U.S. If anybody wanted to make a personal donation, because, you know, some people like to remain anonymous. They don't want to be in the spotlight whatsoever. How could they contact you if you care to do so over the year? To make a donation of any sort?
So I'll give you 2 ways to do this, and this is very near and dear to my heart. And I would, first of all, let the listening audience know that our commitment, we have no overhead. We put some good sweat and dollars into this, and every penny we collect will be directed to a just cause. I'm going to give you two ways to do this. So the first is through our website, www.spdsinc.org. There's a nice bright donate button right there, and it uses the sort of PayPal well-accepted practices. So folks can go to that site, www.spdsinc.org, and make a contribution. I would ask people otherwise to, again, there's a lot of executives here that they can reach out to, but I'll give my personal email, and which the one I most actively engage with, and it's one word. It's Stuart Williams, one word. That's S-T-E-W-A-R-T Williams at dow.com. And then I will direct them accordingly, whether they want to participate with a personal check or be redirected to the website.
Okay. All right. So, people, there you go. All the means and necessary modes of making connection. And you could even Google Sandy Point Benevolent Society, and that would give you the website. If you really want to be a part of helping St. Kitts grow, not just Sandy Point, but St. Kitts in general grow on the educational front, as you know, sometimes we think that we have it tough, but people have it tougher than us. They can, you can, of course, be a part of it. You can be a part of the change. You can make a change in some student's life, in some young person's life, and this is a perfect opportunity to do so. Anything else you want to address, Dr. Williams? I hope you don't mind me calling you Dr. Williams, because...
It feels special. Thank you. I would just add, having been away for a while again and succeeding in education, for me it was getting up that bright summer day and saying, what else can I do to help? And again, we started with seven of us donating, and we got to $700, and we coined the phrase, the principal's award, and we picked an incoming student with need, and we focused on that student and a very small kid to the high school. And to me, what delights me the most is that 18 years later, we're offering one undergraduate scholarship. We're not only reaching one incoming student, but three. And we're reaching the students from the St. Paul's and the Newton Ground Primary Schools. We're supporting the students as they move to the Fitzroy Bryant College. And so from A to Z, we're really moving and helping to advance students across that broad spectrum of education.
Yeah.
And, if you had to look at my magazine, you would see the phrase I captured, right? It takes a village. That's what motivates me, is to get more people involved. And I would say to folks, it's very easy to take that first step. And every point of engagement helps to make us bigger and stronger. So my personal appeal is get engaged. Start small. Help us march forward. We can do this, and we can make a better village and support, and move a better thinkers and leaders forward.
Okay. What are your feelings right now for a lot of the people who are graduating overseas and not going back home to contribute? How do you feel about that not on a group level, but on a personal level?
Personally, I think it depends on what form of, where you can best contribute and feed your family and move forward. In my particular case, I did straight chemistry in graduate school. And, in assessing, really, at that time, there were not a lot of opportunities for me to deploy those talents in St. Kitts.
Okay, okay.
And so I chose not to. I mean, if I'd done law or medicine, I might very well be in a different place. So I say contribute, move forward, but remember where you came from and help groups like ours, and I'm sure there are many others out there, you know, stay in touch and help move your country forward. And this is just one way to do it.
Important statement you made there, you know, a very important statement you made there. Help move your country forward. Now, your group has just done your big banquet and everything like that, and the Sandy Pointers are very proud people. I still rival them, you know. I have my bone to pick with them. And, of course, one of my great friends, Miss Jackie Skerritt, I have the most respect for her. Actually, we refer to her as the best thing that ever came out of Sandy Point. But saying that, what are your plans for independence? Is your group will be doing anything in particular?
We will not be. We support the group in Houston, and I think you're connected with them as well. But they put their event more focused around that time with that general theme, and we've been able to. In fact, I was a keynote speaker there a few years ago. But you know, Alwick Warner and others who are on the executive have participated. We support the taking out ads. We certainly share advice with them about what works for us and some general learnings about these events. We do not have a scheduled activity for independence. I know that there's a group in the D.C. area that also puts something together. And there may be something at the U.N., but SPBS, We carried the three main activities forward, and we do not at this point have an independence celebration.
Okay, wonderful. Well, let me take the opportunity at this time, Dr. Williams, to wish you a happy 31st anniversary of independence. We here in the UK, I know Manchester would be having their party, and Birmingham would be having their event as well. I think Leeds had their official church service today. Unfortunately, I didn't have the opportunity to drive up and then come back and do the show as we had a plan your interview for today. But I should be heading down to maybe Manchester or Birmingham sometime for one of the gathering. And it's always a very, you know, a wonderful event. You see people you haven't seen in years, and then you find out that half the people there are related to you one way or the other. You know, we are so scattered, you know.
Yes.
The Kitisha and Nevis society, we are very, very scattered, but it always takes something like an event like this or a funeral for us to find out, hey, where the connection lies. So on that note, as I said, I want to wish you and your family and all the members of the Sandy Point Benevolent Society and of the Kitishan and Division family within your region, Philadelphia, all the best for this 31st independence. And I will leave you to have your final words and, of course, give the number and email address again, which is vital. And I hope that it would be beneficial for those who are listening to come forward and make a meaningful contribution.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Chris. I would say to the folks in the listening audience, think Easter, think Labor Day. If you're in the New York area, let's celebrate. We have the best Easter breakfast in the banquet where, as you mentioned, you're going to get a chance to meet people you haven't seen in 5, 10, 20, 30 years, and it's a great opportunity to continue to support education and to support our twin nation moving forward. If you want to take that step and say, I'm going to make a commitment to this group, visit us at www.spbs8.org, and you will see that donate button. But you also get an opportunity to learn about us and see some wonderful picture galleries. You might see one of your relatives there. And so, yeah, that's my final appeal. Let's help us move our nation forward. And we're just one group, but we're committed, we're organized, and we're looking for your support.
Wonderful. Dr. Stuart Williams, my special guest today, all the way from Philadelphia in the United States. I want to thank you for giving me your time. And, of course, I want to give best words and congratulations to your organization for what you've been doing over the years. And I wish you every success and every continued strength in going forward and keeping your key goal, which is helping to enhance education for those who are coming. And also to wish every member of your committee and your organization the best of health and wealth. It's been my pleasure, and all the best to you, Dr. Williams.
Thank you so much, Chris. Thanks again.
My pleasure.
Bye now.
And we had it, Dr. Stuart Williams, out of Sandy Point in St. Kitts. And he, of course, one of the vibrant members of the Sandy Point Benevolent Society, whose main aim and objectives are to enhance the education prospects for children in that region. And his group has been doing a wonderful job over the years. And I hope you guys would take the opportunity to contribute to them in whatever little way you can. My special guest today, Dr. Stuart Williams. Indeed a pleasure and an honor.